Medicare recently began a new data collection period, but this time with teeth. Hospitals whose heart attack, heart failure, and pneumonia patients come back too soon or too often will now cost the hospitals money if the readmission rate is worse than the national average. For Columbus Regional Hospital, that's not a big concern, says Chief Medical Officer Tom Sonderman.
We are not anticipating any kind of deduct in payment, you know, for this first session. We are actually doing better than expected and are doing better than the national average.
But it's a different story at Union Hospital in Terre Haute.
We're looking at around $400,000.
That's Utilization Management Manager Lori Horrell, who says many of her hospital's readmissions happen soon after a patient is discharged.
About 40% of our congestive heart failure patients, if they're going to be readmitted, come back within that first 7 days.
Union Hospital has tasked a nurse with following up with those heart failure patients. If readmission rates shrink, nurses may also begin checking in with pneumonia and heart attack patients, too. Both hospitals say the key to reducing the readmission rates, and by extension any fines they incur, is better communication with patients after they leave a doctor's care. It's part of a larger push to eliminate a perverse incentive, because the more times a person sees a doctor, the more a hospital makes. But experts say that doesn't necessarily equate to better care. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.